Hi, I'm Jeff King. I just wanted to go over what a scale unit is and why it's important when you're building an application for the cloud. So scale unit is a kind of a unit of resources that you can scale. That sounds pretty simple, but it's actually fairly challenging to achieve, and it takes quite a bit of testing to really figure out what your scale unit would look like. So I'm just going to draw a really simple application just to kind of describe how you would achieve finding what your scale unit is. So if we look at like a website that interacts with a data store, again, this is completely generic as well as this. These can be really whatever technologies you want. The idea being here though, this is a web server. And so, I mean, we kind of understand what a web server is, and then this is your data tier. We kind of understand what that means. So persistent data and a scalable web front end. So when you're looking at this in terms of like scalability, you might think that you can just scale that web tier, to 1 million resort, 1 million servers, right? And you can in a cloud, right? But that is not going to end up being a good user experience, because there is a point at which you will have so many web servers that your database, you know, won't be able to fulfill the requests. In this kind of like huge number scenario, they might not be able to connect to the database at some point because all the connections are used up. So things like that, you definitely have to take into account, right? And so that's why it's really interesting to come up with what your scale unit looks like. So it's usually a mixture of your data tier as well as, say, your web tier. So you might find that you can have, and this could be a quite a large number, but you can say like 100 web servers and have a data tier that's able to facilitate requests from 100 web servers. So just to put that over top, just they're all running in parallel, they're all interacting with the data store. So now that you've found that this mixture is kind of the 100-to-1 ratio, I would just kind of cap that as a boundary, and then that becomes your scale unit. So now, what do you, to even find this metrics, first thing you're going to be doing is you're going to be like load testing your application, and you're going to need to use a load testing suite like Visual Studio Online, which can really like hammer your resources and get you these numbers teased out. Really, the teasing of these numbers would be when your performance really deteriorates. So that would be kind of like where you draw the line in the sand, and then that would dictate what these numbers are. Now, once you have these numbers, you get a sense of what you'd have to do in terms of, you know, meeting the client demand past that. So to meet the client demand past that, once you have your application built like that, you'd be looking at creating an entirely separate environment with, you know, like the same resources, potentially the same number of resources as well. Well, that would give you like a doubling. So once you know you can duplicate your system, you can put these in two different data centers, and theoretically you can route your traffic to it depending on where the user is. So this is a really simple way to achieve scale past your scale unit, but it's really important to know what your scale is, what the boundary is, so like this is like the number of requests per second in this case, and then, you know, what are those max numbers and what's the relationship there. Once you have all that information, you can still scale beyond that. It just becomes a very different picture. So it's good to know these boundaries. I hope that was informative. Please leave comments below.